This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 14 minutes and 30 seconds of your Thursday to tune in to God's frequency, WGOD, where God is always broadcasting. You're going to hear a word from God today, and it's going to be on the topic of this mysterious. Now, I call him mysterious because when you spend time digging deep into the Word of God, you'll find out that this man, John the Baptist, is mysterious, and he's supernatural. And as I've gone through the book of Revelation last year, I've learned that most characters in the book of Revelation are supernatural. The two witnesses, they were alive way back in Zechariah the prophet's time in 444 BC. These are the two olive branches standing before the Lord. That was way back to Zerubbabel and back to the Old Testament with a rebuilding of the. These guys are supernatural. Many people think they're Moses and Elijah. Well, guess how old Moses and Elijah would be today? I say to you, it's the supernatural that he's already lived. Where's that in the Bible? Revelation 11:7, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit makes war with him. He doesn't ascend out of Cleveland. He doesn't ascend out of Schenectady or Jerusalem or Rome. He comes from the bottomless pit. He's in God's green room waiting for the command. Likewise, John the Baptist, there's more to this guy than meets the eye as well. That's what we're looking at here. John the Baptist, if you'd like a copy of this entire sermon, it's about 50 minutes long. You're not going to hear all of it on the radio. Send me an email, please, paul@wmiefm.com. I'll mail it to you for free. Go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. Right-click it. You'll see it on there. Download it on your computer. Here's part two of this message now, introducing John the Baptist.
You see, 400 years and God doesn't skip a beat. He picks up right where he left off. You see, in the fullness of time, God will reveal his plan and act upon it to accomplish his will. Let me ask you the question. Are you in a quiet time right now? Are you having a hard time hearing from God right now? Does it seem like God has given you the silent treatment? Because of sin, perhaps. Maybe because of disobedience. Maybe through no fault of your own. You didn't do anything wrong. I want to encourage you. It's all the same day to God. And he hasn't forgotten about you. It's still the same day. The Bible's full of promises, and it starts with the word wait. Wait on the Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. God hasn't forgotten about you. It's the same day to him. Even if that promise was all those years ago in your life. Abraham had to wait 17 years. He said, your wife's going to be pregnant and you're going to have a kid. 17 years. It's all the same day to him. He hasn't forgotten about you. Again, now God's got a lot to say. God's silences, sometimes they're deafening. But there's always a purpose. There's always a reason for why he's silent in your life. Always. He hasn't forgotten you. We just saw 400 years where the first thing that he said after 400 years is exactly the same thing that he said here. But think of what he said here. Here he said, I am going to send you Elijah. He's going to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the children back to the fathers. Quiet 400 years. No one hears from God. Now an angel shows up and says to someone, your son is going to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children. Same thing he said over here. It's only one big difference. It's not the same person. Or is it? Is it? If God is silent in your life today, and it's because of something you've done, let me encourage you, make it right today before you leave today. If it's your fault that he's been silent, change that and leave on this December 23rd. Have the best Christmas you've ever had in all your life. God is long-suffering. Don't listen to the lies that said, he's not going to forgive me again of that. I've done that before. That's a lie. He tells Peter to forgive an infinite amount of times. 70 times 7. Didn't mean count up to 490 and that's it. That's an infinite number. And God's bigger than Peter. Okay, where are we? God told Malachi that Elijah was coming back. God told Malachi that Elijah was coming back. To turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. Now, 400 years later, 400 years later, he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. Now, after the birth of John, the Bible tells us this, Luke chapter 1, verse 80. So the child grew and became strong in spirit. And he was in the deserts up until the day of his manifestation to Israel. All right, there's no shaking hands with a dead fish here with this dude. So during the time, the man of God is in the deserts. He's a relative unknown. Whose food, the Bible tells us, was locusts and wild honey. Pretty good case, huh? John the Baptist. Grr. He's biding his time. He's waiting. Look at all that had to happen for this man to be standing and waiting. Everything I've just read to you. 400 years later, miracle birth. And here's John the Baptist. And in the meantime, not many miles from there, perhaps right down some deserted highway, there's another event going on. And that's this. Now, there were in the same country shepherds living out in the field, keeping watch of their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Now, all this while the quiet man over here is biding his time and waiting. Unknown, except by God and John's family, waiting, 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 waiting on the Lord, patient, waiting on the Lord. And now, Luke chapter 3, verse 1. Now, look at all the pieces of this 1,000-piece puzzle that are all coming together now. No, the scene of God is a 10,000-piece jigsaw puzzle. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor, look at all these different names. Each one of these names is a piece of this puzzle. You got a huge jigsaw puzzle. Each thing I mentioned to you is one piece. 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor, Herod being the tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea in the region of Trachonitis, and Lysanias being tetrarch of Abilene, comma, ain't done yet. While Annas and Caiaphas were high priests. You see, Caiaphas couldn't slip on a banana peel in the meantime. Caiaphas wasn't going to die of cancer. He wasn't going to be taken out. Because it wasn't his time yet. It's the same as you. Nothing and no one can take you out before your time is done here on earth. Same thing here. God's got a plan for everyone. Look at all these things that had to happen prior to the word of God coming to him. While Annas, verse 2, Luke chapter 3, verse 2, while Annas and Caiaphas were high priests, then the word of God came to John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. You see, once everything was in place, then the word of God came to John in the wilderness. And come to think of it, it's the same thing with you too, church. Perhaps God is waiting for a few more governors in your life. Dot an I over here, cross a T over there, and then all of a sudden, the word of God comes to you. Maybe you're in a waiting period right now. Again, it's all the same day to God. He hasn't forgotten you. Have you been praying the same prayer for years, maybe, and you haven't seen the answer? Wait on the Lord. Trust in him, right? Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Perhaps it's your marching orders you're waiting on. Okay, back to John. Again, I believe there's more to John than meets the eye. Now, you see, all the characters in the Bible are supernatural. You got to understand that. This guy is, like I said, his name is not John Smith. He doesn't just live 48 years and then die of arachnophobia. They're special. He's
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian